And we are live. Good afternoon. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show at 5 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. It's been a busy couple of days. Lots of stuff with the fire and leftovers. And kind of want to show videos, but I kind of don't want to show videos of what happened. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, I want to get online because I wanted to put a show. We didn't do one yesterday. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. Just getting all the work done. But it was interesting observation I had today about backlogs and cleaning up the backlogs because, and the title of this show is Basement Backlog Cleanup. So basically, if you get the hint, I cleaned up the basement, hired one of those people. You just point the stuff, though I did a lot of the work myself because I didn't want them damaging stuff. So kind of helped them out this morning to get things out of my basement. And it just dawned on me, it was a good feeling. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And this is our 670th episode. I forgot to do a podcast earlier this morning because last night I forgot my power cable and wasn't able to do it this morning. So really had no power to use the computer. This is kind of why we're doing it now, too. I'll make sure I bring the my power cable, because tomorrow might be either tomorrow or Saturday would be the last broadcast from my parents' house out in the suburbs of Philadelphia, where it's nice and trees and grass. We'll come back to the big city again. And why do we do the show? We do it with we talk about practical and tactical Agile and Scrum, so you can get value to your customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun. When I get home and I have a little fun as soon as I finish this show. So, what am I talking about? Why this topic of basement backlog cleanup? So I got 20 years worth of stuff in the basement, if you can imagine. Men, women, everybody knows project stuff. I even got stuff that was in it before I moved into the house. And, you know, that service never really existed. Well, it kind of existed. There was a junk guy, but, you know, now it's more hip and out there where you can bring people in, they can help you pull stuff away and they'll recycle it, reclaim it. I'm like, I don't care. It was a good job, good deal. Supported a retired vet. So he had a veteran owned business. So I was happy to do that. And I'm going to use it again because it's really easy. It's worth it, to be honest with you. But what did I see? Tons of stuff. I had old projects. We did an add-on to our house 2 years ago. Then COVID happened. So there's all this wood. It's not quite big enough to build a project with, but it was so expensive. I didn't want to throw it out. I had rug, I had carpet, all kinds of stuff, old boxes. Just, I even had a file cabinet from when I was in my 20s that had, and I got to shred the stuff, had my original resumes that I put out for job applications when I was in my 20s, right? So there's all kinds of stuff in there. Throughout the file cabinet, I got to shred all my stuff. So, but I cleaned out the backlog. When I got up and took a look, because I want to build a train set down there with my son and do a project, and maybe I'll do videos with that. That'd be cool. With the G-Scale trains and maybe some HO trains, different thing, maybe some Lionel. Who knows? Got different trains. And now that all the stuff's out of there, I actually have space to work to build a project that I'm really passionate about. And this is what's going on with teams, Scrum teams, backlogs, product owners, things like that. They build these backlogs. Stuff gets old. They do a project. There's one or two stories, one or feature, two features that never get done. They always say, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it and do it. Sooner or later, you have to what they call cut bait in fishing, right? You either bring it in or you cut bait. You just done. You can't get your hook back. You give it a shot. It's done. And you move on, right? And because either fish or cut bait. If you don't cut your bait, you're not going to go fishing and you're just stuck. You can be all day trying to get your bait. So in the idea of backlog, so many teams have stories, stuff that's, I'll be honest, I've seen years when I was at a big company, like that's big years ago. I'm like, dude, you got stuff in here that's like 2 years old. And even my last job, there was one project, one thing from 2020, a bug from 2020. And I'm like, and it was like last summer, 2020. I'm like, yeah, still got the bug from last summer. Why? It's a bug. Either you fix it or you didn't fix it. And at this point in time, either it'll come back. As long as it doesn't take the system down, who gives a crap, right? So you got to go through as a product owner, scrum master, work with your people to go through that backlog and get rid of that old stuff, because your team and your product owner will feel a sense of relief like I did when I looked downstairs and go, oh my God, there's so much space to do stuff. Think about that perspective. If you cleared all that junk you got, throw all that stuff out, how much open space you would have in your backlog to get stuff done that you're really passionate about. So think about it. You got old projects, old stories, old stuff. Make room for those new projects and those new ideas. But at some point when it gets so old, you can just start over. There's even stuff that we had that, oh, can we use it? Yeah, we could. But you know what? Let's get it rid of it, make room. And if we ever decide this is what we want to really do and it's really going to add value to the company, then let's do it, right? So now this is the kind of things you want to think about. So work with your product owner. If you have anything in your backlog that's more than a year old, delete the damn thing. Archive it if you want, but no one's going to do anything with it unless it's like legal. And if you haven't done something in a year and it's legal, you're in trouble, right? So think about that. Go through the backlog with your product owners, your teams. See if you got stuff in there that's old. I'm probably going to work with – that's one of the things I do as an Agile coach. I work with my teams. They open up that space so they can be passionate about new stuff because they don't see the anchor. If you ever do the retrospective thing where I do one with the sailboat and I put an anchor, that's just holding you back. Giant backlogs of old shit hold your team back from being a high-performing company because you're always saying, well, we really need to do that. Well, no, you don't, because if it really had value, you would have done it. So something I wanted to share about that. So work on your basement backlog. Get it cleaned up. Make some room for some new projects, new passions. Everybody has a new passion, new thing they want to do, new thing they want to try. Get rid of it. Go to the next level. So wanted to share that with you. Like every day, something new. That was something that popped up on something that wasn't there yesterday that came to my backlog that was new and I had space. So with that, hey, look, I got my thumbs up because I'm back in the office. Thumbs up there. Tomorrow I'm doing outside, and I have the bell once, twice, ring it so you get notification when we go live, because like today, it's 5 p.m. It's not 5 a.m. Well, I was up at 5 a.m. I'm exhausted right now, to be honest with you. I'm ready to fall on my face. And enjoy. Have fun. Get home to family and friends. And I can tell you more stories later on about all that stuff. But I wish you all the best in health and happy scrumming. Take care. See you tomorrow on a Friday. And bye.